This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's Nari Shakti has reached new heights through hard work, courage and confidence. He urged everyone to come together to empower women by expanding opportunities. Addressing the Nari Shakti Vandan Sammelan in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said India is going to take one of the biggest decisions of the 21st century and this decision is dedicated to women's empowerment.
Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam ko lagu karna aisi sabhi mahilaon ke jeevan ka bahut bada avsar banne ja raha hai. Ab panchayat se aage badhkar parliament pahunchne ka unka safar और आसान होने जा रहा है आज विकसित भारत की हमारी यात्रा में महिलाओं की भूमिका और भी अहम हो गई है मुझे संतोष है कि 2014 में आप सब देशवासियों ने हमें यहाँ सेवा करने का अवसर दिया है और तब से लेकर अब तक हमारी सरकार ने महिलाओं के जीवन चक्र के हर पड़ाव के लिए योजनाएं बनाई
He said the parliament is on the verge of creating a new history, one that will fulfill the aspirations of the past and the future. Prime Minister Modi said from the state legislative assemblies to the parliament of the country, the long wait of decades is coming to an end on the 16th, 17th and 18th of this month. As the West Bengal State Assembly elections are nearing, the campaigning is now reaching its peak. Star campaigners from various parties are holding meetings, rallies and public gatherings to win over voters. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today addressed a public meeting in Birbhum in support of party candidates. He strongly criticised the misrule of the Trinamool Congress. Meanwhile, Trinamool Congress Supremo and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee at a public meeting in Suri, Birbhum, alleged that after the CAA, the BJP is attempting to implement NRC. She claimed they are trying to change Bengal's history. CPIM and Congress candidates are also participating in public meetings and door-to-door campaigning. One of the top Congress leaders, Rahul Gandhi, is arriving in the state tomorrow for election campaigning. Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda today said India is well positioned to play a leading role in the pharma industry in the changing global pharmaceutical landscape. In his video message at the India Pharma 2026, organized by FICCI in New Delhi, the minister reaffirmed the government's commitment to creating a policy framework that supports innovation, strengthens research capabilities, and promotes value-based growth. He added that over the years, India has gained recognition as the pharmacy of the world, driven by its leadership in affordable and generic medicines. Global oil prices jumped above $100 a barrel as energy markets reopened in Asia after US announced a blockade of Iranian ports. Global benchmark Brent crude is up by 8.5% at $102.37 a barrel, while West Texas Intermediate is 9% higher at $105.34 a barrel. Major stock indices in Asia slipped in trade today. The Nikkei 225 in Japan fell by 0.8%, while South Korea's Kospi was down by 1.8%. In Maharashtra, 11 people were killed after a van collided with a cement mixer on a bridge in Thane district today, police said. According to sources, the crash occurred at around 11:30 a.m. on the Reta Bridge in Govli village of Murbad. The van collided with a cement mixer coming from the opposite direction. At least 11 occupants of the van have died, while one person is critically injured in the accident. The final darshan of legendary singer Asha Bhosle is underway at her Mumbai residence, with key personalities from across all walks of life paying their respects to Asha Tai. Asha Bhosle passed away yesterday due to multi-organ failure at the age of 92 at a private hospital. The funeral procession will proceed from her residence to the Shivaji Park Crematorium in Dadar, where the last rites are scheduled to be performed at 4 p.m. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Rajasthan Royals at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad today. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Earlier, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Mumbai Indians by 18 runs in a league stage match at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. And with that, we end this news bulletin.